Sammy, I'm just wondering how rewarding this season is for you, what you're doing right now after what you went through last year where you were getting on a roll and then had that freak injury in Dallas. How rewarding is what you've been able to do the past few weeks to you?
Well, you know, I think it's always tough to, you know, going into to football knowing that, you know, obviously the injuries are a part of the game, but, you know, it's it always is, you know, rewarding when, you know, when all the work that, you know, that you put in the off season and, you know, during the season, you know, practice, you know, going through all the different things, you know, it really is rewarding to, you know, to kind of see the, you know, kind of see some production out of all the effort you put in.
Sammy, most of your 100-yard rushing efforts have come the last couple of seasons here in New England. Is there anything specific you can pinpoint for that, or is it just a matter of getting the opportunities to carry the ball?
I think it's a lot of factors. You know, I think it's I think getting a chance to, you know, to carry the ball more, and you know, and obviously, you know, you factor in the you know, offensive schemes, then you got to, you know, factor in, you know, the you know, the passing threats we have, you know, with Randy and Wes and Jabbar, and you know, so I think it's, you know, it's really a collection of things, and I think basically I'm just glad to be here.
Do you see you and Lamont and Kevin as kind of a three-headed monster to opposing defenses right now? Is that the way you kind of look at it?
Yeah, you know, I think we, you know, from my standpoint, I just, you know, I see, you know, that we have a, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can do from a running back standpoint, and I think all the things that we bring to the table, you know, obviously, you know, it helps our offense out, and you know, in kind of the grand scheme of things, you know, it helps our defense and special teams out.
Sammy, you guys are averaging 4.5 yards per rush as a team. There have been a lot of different backs that have had success in there. What does that say about the offensive line and the job that they've done of run blocking this year for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, you know, I'm always quick to, you know, to give the offensive line credit. You know, those guys, I mean, you know, they're big guys and you know, and they're pretty agile and, you know, they're able to get on their blocks and to sustain them, you know, and it kind of gets us into the to that second level of defenders. And again, and once we get there, it's you know, again, I've always said, you know, the onus is on the back after that.
Sammy, were you guys doing any scoreboard watching yesterday? Did you know that both the Jets and the Dolphins had won before you took the field?
No, I don't. I didn't per se. You know, I don't. I didn't. You know, see anything. And I didn't see any updates during the game, you know, so I guess, you know, me personally, I didn't.
Sammy, your club lost a very difficult overtime game against the Jets just after the Jets won the coin toss to start the overtime. Do you have a problem with that rule, or do you somehow feel like it's fair? Seems like you battled awfully hard to lose in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think I had, you know, have a problem with the rule, I guess. You know, that, you know, it is what it is, and you know, again, you know, from my standpoint, you know, we shouldn't you know, got behind you know, that far and had to, you know, had to go to overtime. You know, so again, you know, I think the rule, you know, it is what it is, and you know, I don't see it changing anytime soon.
I mean, would you think it might be fairer to give, you know, each team at least one possession?
Well, I mean, I think it may be, you know, easy, you know, in theory to you know, to say that, but then, you know, if both teams score, then, you know, then what do you do? You know, so it's, you know, I think there's a host of different ways that, you know, that it could be a, you know, approach after that.
Sammy, do you think that the idea of, you know, one back, a 1,000-yard rusher is in some ways overrated? I mean, you guys as a team are going to top 2,000 yards, and you probably won't have anybody who comes within 200 yards of 1,000 yards.
You know, again, you know, personally speaking, I'm really, you know, focused on winning, you know, so however that, you know, that plays out is, you know, is most important to me. You know, I'd much rather have, you know, 600 yards rushing, 700 yards rushing in the season and, you know, and win than have, you know, than me have 1,500 and be, you know, 4-12.
Sammy, when Justin Miller returned that kick yesterday, I'm sure you guys as an offense were getting ready to come back out on the field shortly thereafter, but then Ellis ran the kickoff back. Where were you when that happened? Did you have a good vantage point on it, and can you describe what you saw, if so?
Can I describe our kickoff return?
Yes.
Yeah, I was actually on the kickoff return team.
Oh, then can you describe how that unfolded, from your vantage point on it?
The first thing that I noticed as, being an off returner, I saw, Heath Evans, I forget who the player was, but he came back and had to, knock somebody off their feet. And then that put me up on that particular return, had me up on the safety, and, I was able to, kind of shield him from coming inside of me. And then Ellis, ran right behind me, right off my block, and again, it's kind of like, running back after that, after that, it's the onus is on him, and he did the rest.
How exhilarating a feeling is that for you as a blocker in that situation, knowing that you helped spring the guy and you're watching him race down the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling. I was actually talking to Dave Thomas about it after the game, just because, it's good when you can see the play unfolding. And you've got your block, and you don't know where, the returner is, but you can just hear the crowd, and by the sounds the crowd was making, a big play was coming. And, again, it's a great feeling, especially at that point in the game where, they were, making, moves back, to to kind of gain the advantage, and we're able to take that right back.
One more thing on the return. Thrill in rushing for 100 yards, Sammy?
Say that again?
Is that a bigger thrill, that play, than rushing for 100 yards in a game?
I don't know. I mean, I think they are, in a very, I think they, they obviously all feel good, to begin, again, winning is the biggest factor. And, so I'd rather, I think the win is a better feeling than the 100 yards or the kickoff return.
Sammy, do you guys ever feel bad for the amount of punishment that Ellis has taken on returns this year?
Yeah. I mean, he understands, that this is, it's the NFL, and, and especially on the kickoff return when you got guys, running at you full speed, and you're running at, other guys, running full speed. So there's a lot of big collisions on the kickoff and your kickoff return teams. Yeah, but the same. And this is actually the first time being back out there, and as the off returner, and again, I just I try to approach the each return and not let my guy try not to let my guy make the tackle.
When you look back at what you guys did yesterday as a running attack, the 277 yards, it seems like a lot of times after games you say, "Oh, we watched the films, and there are things we could have done better." Is there anything you could have done better yesterday?
I'm sure there is. I haven't seen the film yet, but what's that?
I don't believe you.
And who is this asking this question?
This is John Tomasi with the Herald.
Okay, I will have at least two other things that we could have did better.
Okay. I'll look you up.
All right.
Sammy, you guys sent three offensive linemen to the Pro Bowl last year, and part of that was obviously team recognition for the record. It seems like those guys might be even having a better year than they did, at least from a run blocking standpoint.
I guess it could be. Not being out there, for a lot of the a lot of season last year, not getting a chance to see, the film, being broke down. But, I know that, those guys are playing well right now, and, we're going to have to continue to ride their, success to help us as a team.
Amy, just curious, when you're away from your family for a good stretch there, 10 days or so, and you get back early in the morning, what's today like for you? What's tomorrow like for you? What will you do, and how important is it for you to maybe just recover from being away?
It's pretty tough. A lot of the guys are kind of, kind of joking with me just because, you know, I had a, you know, this bag of, you know, kid stuff and, you know, some stuff that I bought while I was, you know, in California, and, you know, some stuff for my wife. So, but, you know, it's all in good fun, but it's tough, you know, to be away that long. And, so, you know, today I'm pretty much, I mean, if you can tell by my voice, I'm still a wreck. Like my, you know, my throat's killing me, my body hurts. But again, it's, you know, it's part of the game, and, you know, I'm kind of lounging around the house right now, and, you know, I'll be ready to go pick up my kids here in a second.
And then do you take tomorrow off, or how do you, I mean, I know Tuesday's a day off, but, I mean, how do you sort of get yourself recovered so when you get back in there on Wednesday, you're ready to go?
I'll lift weights tomorrow. I usually do it on you know, Mondays, but I just, you know, get in at 4 o'clock. I don't have the energy for that today. So I'll lift tomorrow, and then I'll get in the cold tub in the steam room and, try and revive my body as much as I can.
Take a final question.
Sammy, when you look at the next 2 weeks, talk about December football, seems to come down to the running game quite a bit. How well positioned do you feel like you guys are in that respect to control the clock and to, you know, do what you can to get this team into the playoffs?
Well, I think honestly, as a team, I think we feel most confident in that, you know, we've been able to run the ball effectively, as well as throw it. So I think that's kind of sets up a potent attack as an offense, and obviously it helps out our whole team.
Thank you very much, Sammy.
Thank you,
everyone.
Sammy, thanks a lot for your time.